When NASA issued a dire warning recently about rising sea levels, one place where it was no surprise was Hoboken, New Jersey.
That city sits on the Hudson River across from New York. Ever since Hoboken was flooded by Superstorm Sandy in 2012, it has been putting together a plan to defend against rising water.
Mayor Don Zimmer serves on the president's climate change task force. She outlined for us a four-part strategy Hoboken is calling Resist, Delay, Store, and Discharge. Resist involves parks that soak up rain.
It would be literally building park as defense. So if we're going to build out this park, we should build it out in a way where it provides protection for the city. So that's the resist strategy. The delay, that means delaying as much as we can citywide to prevent the stormwater from going down into the sewer system. In Hoboken, we have a combined sewer system, so we flood on a regular basis. So we want to retain that rainwater and use it as much as possible. And then the store strategy, where we're buying land on the western side of the city, creating green infrastructure, storage tanks underneath those parks, and then the drainage. So we're moving ahead with low-interest loan for a pump. And also it would be drainage pipes to drain that water out as much as possible. But I think it is feasible, and we're committed to moving ahead with this.
Though it does sound like a fair amount of infrastructure, which always says to me anyway, a lot of money. Where is Hoboken going to finance this?
Well, we are part of Rebuild by Design, which is a HUD program started under Secretary Donovan. It's a design competition, and we're very much hoping that we will be one of the teams that are selected. And this comprehensive plan could protect Weehawken, Hoboken, and Northern Jersey City. And when you look at the shared assets, the Port Authority's assets, New Jersey Transit's assets, a hospital, you know, it's something where we need to turn the tide and look at really making the investment.
Well, are you planning on shifting some of this cost to businesses or homeowners, home builders, that is requiring green buildings, for instance, that add less stress to the systems?
Right. So we are already doing that. We passed a flood prevention ordinance that says, you know, for future buildings, it has to be built with all of the utilities raised up, with the mechanicals for the elevators, for example, all raised up so that those buildings in the future will be much more resilient going forward. As a member of the, you know, President Obama's Climate Change Task Force, I'm continuing to advocate, for example, for changes to the National Flood Insurance Program, which would make it so that, you know, we could get money towards raising up our utilities. Right now, people in the city, you know, we're paying into this system where we don't really get much out of it. So I think we need to try and really look at those federal policies.
Well, I also wonder, it's now become clear that it is not if, but when sea levels will rise and by how much. I'm wondering how you see Hoboken, your city, in 100 years.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm hopeful we're going to implement this integrated strategy that's going to enable us to live with water. You know, we potentially can be a model for this. And we need to sort of, again, when you go back and look at some of the federal policies, we need to step out and stop just paying these repetitive losses. And, you know, we have an opportunity. I mean, we have an opportunity that, you know, it was impossible for other species. I mean, so it really is about adapting. I'm sure the dinosaur, if they could have predicted the ice age coming and observed it and developed a plan, they would have done that, but they couldn't do that. We can do this. We can adapt, and we must adapt. We see it in Hoboken. We are, and Weehawken and Jersey City, we're living with climate change right now. We've had, again, four major flood events. So that means people's cars are totaled, people's homes are still, you know, getting flooded, and we're seeing it on a regular basis, these heavy downpours. So, and to a certain extent, the climate change assessment report that just came out reaffirms what I know we absolutely have to do. This is the number one priority for me as the mayor of Hoboken, that this is the biggest challenge that our city is facing. We are living with this now, and we need to figure out a way to live with water.
Mayor Zimmer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Don Zimmer is the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey.